Because of drought conditions in parts of the state, the huge crop came as a surprise to many, especially farmers who still had unsold corn from last year. Normally, it would have gone down the Mississippi River for export, but processing plants in New Orleans are still not at full capacity after Hurricane Katrina.
It was a task finding a home for all the corn this fall.
Bob Olson is the executive director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers. He says millions of bushels found a home in vacant bins in Jefferson, where an ethanol plant is scheduled to start up next year. Some corn, he says, is still standing in the fields.
We had a chance to sell for more than $2 in the summer, and farmers sometimes took advantage of that, sometimes not. Now we're all belaboring the fact that we had a chance to sell for over $2, and the cash price is $1.60.
The good news, Olson says, is that the four operating ethanol plants and two starting up next year will use up to a third of the state's corn crop.
The plants that I know about have increased the demand in that area so much that the dealers who would normally buy the corn and haul it out of state or whatever are having to bid up there, and they're bidding 10 to 15 cents more than they would otherwise.
And it means trucks typically hauling corn west to the Mississippi River have changed directions. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.